are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Friends at Upcountry Fiber for a stronger solution. Get in touch with them. Upcountryfiber.com does an amazing job. We love Upcountry Fiber. The very best internet, the fastest internet, the best in home or office internet, the best in home or office telephones, and the best in home or office cable. So you can get the very best TV, phone, and internet. Do it at Upcountry Fiber. No contracts. The best in customer service and the fastest high-speed internet is Upcountry Fiber. We're in our Upcountry Fiber studios, upcountryfiber.com. To our guest lines, Dane Young, UGASports.com. Good morning, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. You can help me come up with the best analogy here. So having today's National Signing Day, yeah, 3 days before the SEC Championship, in the middle of the coaching carousel, it almost feels like getting up at 3 a.m. to eat a dozen donuts. Like, that kind of feels like what today is.
Well, I don't have any experience in that. I'm going to come up with an analogy at some point in time in there. 3 a.m. for donuts is
good.
You
don't have any experience? I mean, maybe not a dozen, but you've definitely gotten up at 3 a.m. to eat something.
I've done 3 a.m. before now at my age to go to the bathroom. That's what you do. That's coming, buddy. I used to laugh at my buddies. We played golf. I'd laugh at my buddies at, like, we'd go to the bathroom, like, on holes 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. I'm like, man, what are you guys doing? And now here I am. I can't make it through the night without head to the bathroom. So, you know.
Well, you know I love Curb Your Enthusiasm, and yes, half of the show is built around Larry finding the right bathroom situation.
Yes, 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 yes. That's the best, man. That's absolute best. Signing day, Georgia on3.com and rivals.com right now. Fifth-rated class, another solid Kirby Smart class. But the problem now is, like, even if you don't do great in – or wherever you do good or bad, whatever, like Georgia, if the wide receivers, well, if you don't do well there, well, let's just go get some portal guys. It's almost like diminished value of signing day. And then SEC championship, like you said, coaching carousel. So this used to be a huge day. But does it feel like it's not as big a day now as it used to be because of the portal?
Absolutely. It felt like a massive day in the past. Like in Athens, people would gather at the Blind Pig and they would have boards of – As the faxes came into Butzmere and media would cover it that way. It's just a different world now. And look, you know, Georgia fans, this is a really talented class that they're bringing in of high school players. One of my favorites is Kamari Brooks. It's right here beside where I live. He played at North Oconee High School. I think he's going to be a fantastic linebacker for Georgia. There's going to be plenty of great players in this class that Georgia needs. There's going to be some of these guys that come to Georgia and they never play at Georgia and they transfer out. That's what we're at. And then you're going to have the transfers that come in that next cycle. But, yeah, I mean, overall, I still think the best program is billed in days like this. But calendar-wise, man, it just stinks. Like, there's no spotlight to this. It's just kind of like thrown in here together.
Georgia has had back-to-back five-star quarterbacks shun them after being committed to them. But it doesn't feel like it really matters at Georgia for some reason. Like, this would be devastating news to a lot of programs with Jarrett Curtis going to Vanderbilt. It signals Vanderbilt's a big boy player now and NIL player now and all that. But does it just feel like it's not as big a deal losing a five-star? It probably says a lot about your program when you lose a five-star quarterback and go, we'll be all right.
That's what I thought, Mickey, and I even said as much yesterday on UGA Sports Live with Jim Donnan. And then Jim Donnan came back and he said, yeah, but this guy's different. Like, in terms of arm talent, this is the best that Georgia could have gotten since Matthew Stafford. And when Coach Donnan tells me that, I believe it. And so I think this will hurt Georgia. Now, does it hurt Georgia in the sense that Georgia won't be a competitor or whatever? No, I don't think that's the case. If anything, and it seems like this is about immediate playing time, because Georgia could have been with whatever offer it is. Immediate playing time, maybe there's something about being home in Nashville that drew Curtis's heart. If that's the case, if you just say this out loud, it's pretty wild, because I told you that Fernando Mendoza was going to come to Georgia after knowing that Carson Beck was not going to be at Georgia. And then Gunnar Stockton plays well enough. Story comes out about Gunnar's connections with Mike Bobo, and it scares off Mendoza. So is there a chance that Gunnar Stockton has just scared off two future first-round quarterbacks? Because I don't think most people would have thought that Gunnar Stockton was capable of that.
Yeah, we scared off maybe two Heisman guys or something, you know, like if he plays well this week, Mendoza.
Like, we'll find out. Like, we don't know if Curtis is going to be all of that. Like, that, we'll find that out in the future. Yeah. But if that's the case, like, Gunnar Stockton doesn't have that kind of talent. And I'll even, like, we'll get into game review and preview and all that, but, like, Gunnar Stockton's coming off his worst game this season against Georgia Tech. And so, like, if it were me and I'm an elite quarterback, I wouldn't see a situation to be scared of unless it's you just think those relationships are too strong that Gunnar has built.
I would say this. There are very few times, you know, I was in the recruiting business for many years, and there's very few times where it just, like, there's a guy that looks different. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. There's a difference in a four-star and a three-star. There's a difference in a five-star and a four-star. But that guy who is elite in high school, and Trevor Lawrence was one of those. But very few of those. Takiyo Spikes was one of those, you know. But with that said, I agree with Coach Donnan. Like, with Jared Curtis, when it comes out of his hands, you know, he's 6'4", 225 guy. He got good feet, you know, moves around pretty good. But when it comes out of his hands, it looks different. Like, it's elite. I would agree with Coach Donnan on that one.
Well, and it's the difference to me in a Trevor Lawrence and a Justin Fields. Both were elite prospects, five-star guys. But in terms of ball exiting the hand and getting it where you intend it to go, it looked way better when Trevor Lawrence did it than when Justin
did it. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Saturday morning, I wake up to a text from another one of our analysts that we have on the show. And he says, man, Georgia's offense against Georgia Tech looked clunky. And I don't use that word clunky. But after thinking about it, with watching Stockton go 11 of 21 for 70 yards and Branch not being much of a factor in it, they won the game. It's amazing. It looks so much different than last year's game, but is clunky a pretty good adjective?
Yeah, and I don't know if it was Operation Clunky, and it got that way after Drew Bobo got hurt. I mean, Malachi Tolliver, who's barely played at Georgia, coming in to be a starting center, and I've been telling you that Drew Bobo has been excellent this year at Georgia, and I think most people think that. Yeah, nepotism got him. No, Drew Bobo's
like
been a
NFL
really good,
center. Right? Like, I think he's an NFL guy. Yeah.
Like, there is a chance, and I know most people don't, maybe not as much with the injury, but Drew Bobo would have had a difficult decision to make just because of where centers typically get drafted. Like, he would have been in the top handful of those. And so, if that's a second to fourth round pick, he would have really had to decide, do I want to come back to Georgia, play for my dad, Kirby Smart, and with Gunnar Stockton again? Like, he would have had those choices. Injury, we'll see, because now he won't get to work out as much with a fractured foot situation. But Malachi Tolliver comes in. He plays okay, but you definitely see a difference, and I think that's where the large part of the clunkiness came from. But look, the ultimate thing was that Gunnar Stockton was not accurate throwing the football, and he was he had receivers that were open, and he was not hitting them. And that would be the scariest thing to me if I were a Georgia fan looking ahead to Alabama and college football playoff of, like, man, that felt like a bit of a regression. If you are looking for a bright spot, I suppose it would be that even in the midst of that, Georgia did have kind of the off-speed pitch of saying, all right, we can run over Georgia Tech with the run game, and then they did that and kind of dictated play from there. Combine that with, if you would have told me that Georgia's defense, which has had some issues all year, gives us zero touchdowns to Georgia Tech and Buster Faulkner and Haynes King, I wouldn't have believed it before that game, and that's what they did.
Yeah, no doubt. There's very few times where we upstage you, but we have news on signing day, and so you'll get to hear our coverage of it here. 8:01, Clemson signs Brock Bradley, quarterback, Birmingham, Alabama, Spain Park High School. 8:02, Clemson signs Grant Wise, offensive lineman, Pace, Florida, Pace High School. 8:03, Clemson signs Brandon Wilms, offensive lineman, Lawrence, Kansas, Lawrence Free Estate High School. So the Tigers are only waiting on four guys so far. So 15 of their 19 in right now. All right, let's move this up, Dane. SEC championship game, and I'm guilty of this every time. Georgia's going to beat Alabama, and I tell them every time, and it never happens. But Bama looked so bad. What'd you make of that, of Bama coming in based on what you saw in the Auburn game Saturday night?
Were you surprised that DeBoer goes for it instead of kicking a field goal to go up ahead on Auburn? Yeah.
Shocked. And it worked out, but I was shocked. I thought it was a bad play call. A bad decision.
Well, he immediately defended it, saying that I trust my offense, but I also trust my defense, that if my offense doesn't execute, that Auburn's not going to go down 98 yards to score. And I'm thinking, why do you think that based on what we've seen in the second half? Because Auburn was moving the football.
You're doggone right they were.
And, you know, you can argue Auburn probably should have won that game, but I suppose you could make that argument about five games for Auburn this year based on how their season went. I agree, like on paper, Georgia should be the favored team to win this matchup. And if anything, had Auburn beaten Alabama, I would have told you that that was going to be a harder situation for Georgia. Even with all the chaos, I saw that Ole Miss offense score in Georgia five straight possessions on the road in Athens.
Yeah.
And score touchdowns, not just field goals in there, too. Five straight touchdowns against Georgia, and that's the most impressive thing I've seen against Georgia all year. I think that Ole Miss team, if all the distractions don't wreck them, and it totally may because we've seen that in college football, I think they're super dangerous because of that offense. And I would thought Georgia would have struggled against that. Ty Simpson, to me, has regressed through the season. Like, you know, you play enough, you find out who you are. And maybe Gunnar Stockton's doing the same thing, and Georgia and Bama are doing the Spider-Man meme, looking at each other with quarterbacks that have played pretty well this year going into this game that have some accuracy issues. So at that point, it comes down to who can run the ball. Well, Alabama just lost Jam Miller. And then, you know, who can stop the run. And that's probably a bit of a push at the moment, as Georgia's depth has gotten better since they've had to replace Jordan Hall. So all to say, like on paper, Georgia should win this game, but how many times, just like you said, can we say that, Georgia against Alabama?
Yeah, I lose credibility because I really thought this year, a lot of those years. Now, Georgia fans should be mad at me a few years ago when Saban was there and he had to go down to Tuscaloosa, and they did. I mean, Alabama won those games, but here, as of late, Georgia looks like the better team, the better program, and Georgia, since, put it this way, since the Georgia, and I'm almost going to take away last week, but since the Alabama game, Georgia looked good against Kentucky, okay against Auburn, okay against Ole Miss, especially on offense, okay against Florida, but Mississippi State, Texas, and Charlotte, they looked better, whereas Alabama, since that game, Alabama revenged the Vanderbilt game in the fourth quarter, snuck out of Missouri with a three-point win, looked good against Tennessee, snuck out of South Carolina win. LSU looked very average, lost at Oklahoma, and then looked bad at Auburn. Like, to me, Georgia looks like trending better and more improved since the first game. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's a bit like the, you know, when you see 9-3 Texas lobbying to be in the college football playoff, and it's like, are we just going to ignore that it took overtime for you to beat both Mississippi State and Kentucky?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to try to act like that didn't happen? Alabama's not that extreme because I don't know that they've tested the margins like that far, and obviously they have the two losses and qualified for SEC championship, but they're kind of on that road a little bit where you say, yeah, y'all are closer to losing, you know, maybe even two more of these, and you saw the warts in their team. The Jam Miller injury to me is going to be key in this game, because who can step up around? If Alabama can't run the ball, especially the Ryan Williams had zero targets against Auburn. What is that? Like, if
he didn't hardly play, like, what did he even play any snaps? Like, what was? And there's no explanation. Like, he's on the sidelines the whole game.
Did anyone even ask DeVore about it? Like, I have. It's such a mystery of why that guy is not featured heavily, because I think everyone agrees he should be. Unless he's told them intention to transfer or something, that's totally possible in this era of college football. There's something there that's weird. Jeremy Bernard's a good player, and I think that Alabama's offense is going to halfway run through him in this game. But Georgia has more weapons, and Georgia knows its weapons better than the first time they played. The first time Georgia played Bama this year, Mickey, Zachariah Branch had seven targets. That has to be doubled in this game based on what we've seen from Georgia.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt about that. All right. So Georgia, do they – a win, obviously, they keep a bye. What does a loss do to Georgia?
They get to host the home game.
Yeah,
and so you can kind of make the argument Georgia should go take a bunch of knees in this game and avoid injury, and then get to host a home playoff game, which would be easier than playing Alabama.
Yeah,
like the whole structure of the – we're trying to fit this playoff structure into like three different eras of college football decisions, and the championship games, primarily for the SEC and the Big Ten, are incredibly useless. because there's a chance that Georgia and Alabama play three times this season. And who's asking for that? Like, does that help the sport at all? I have solutions, but I don't think it's – because, you know, they're going to say TV doesn't want to give up a game because they make money off of it. Well, if we ever get to promotion relegation, then this is the SEC relegation weekend, and you get Arkansas versus, I think it's South Carolina, to see who goes to the Sun Belt next year. And that would be ratings gold and money gold, and you sell that without losing a game. You probably expand the playoff on the top end because they want to do that anyway. There's no reason to play this SEC championship game other than they've done it before, and I'm not a fan of only doing things because you've done it before.
Well, you can also do this. You can also, you know, you got the SEC talking points, the propaganda stuff. Oh, man, we'd rather win this league. This league is so hard to win, to go through this league. You know, you got that. So last year, Georgia did nothing in the playoffs.
You can still crown a champion, though.
Yeah.
You can crown a regular season champion.
Yeah, I'm with you. But remember, last year, Georgia won the SEC and then didn't do anything in the playoffs. When you guys said, well, we were SEC champions. That's more important. So you got those talking points.
I mean, they can say that, but it's not. You know, what do you really tout? You tout national championships.
Yeah, but Dane, don't get off script now. I don't want SEC commissioner calling me on the phone saying, hey, you got to drop this guy. You know, I got to stick to my propaganda points.
If you have ties to Greg Sankey that are stronger than your ties to me, then I need to.
No, I'm a loyal. I'm a Dane Young guy. Dane Young. Hey, speaking of which, tell me about what will be a great follow along for Saturday afternoon with Bama and Georgia.
Yeah, if you want to get real time SEC centric Georgia commentary, halfway to Lawrence Smith and Larry Munson with a former Georgia head coach and college Hall of Famer. It's on YouTube at our UGA Sports YouTube channel. And, man, it's a fun time. We break it down in real time. And, man, Jim Donnan has not lost his fastball. I'm pulling into his house right now because I think we're going to get breakfast or something. So I'll tell him that if this somehow Georgia blows out Bama, we're talking about pickle juice, and I'm not taking no for an answer.
That's it. This is it. Pickle juice game. Have a great one, buddy. And let's review it and talk about the college football seedings and where Georgia's what it looks like for the Bulldogs next week.
Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you. Dane Young, UGASports.com. Short break. Tiger Woods had a press conference yesterday, and Tiger Woods said a lot. I'll ask Andrew Oliphant about that right after this.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
Overwhelmed by Medicare? Alone? Maybe a bit scared? Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Upstate Cycling Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Come check out our kids' ATVs and dirt bikes. We also have bikes for riders who are still kids at heart, ranging from entry level all the way to off-road racing, dual sport, and adventure riding. We carry brands like Beta, Cove, SSR, and many more. Delivery is available, and don't forget to ask about layaway plan. Mention the Roar FM to receive $50 off our best price. Call 864-232-7223 for more info today.
Trying Bojangles Bow Bites is the easiest choice you'll make because when you're on the go, nothing beats bite-sized hand-breaded chicken. Try them with our peach honey pepper sauce. It's bow time.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstrapproofing.com.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop ToyotaofEasley.com or stop by for a test drive today.
Attention student athletes, don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at clemsonareachamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tee off your morning with the Mickey Flyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take on our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Snyder Tree, snydertree.com. Get in touch with them. Love to help you out with any kind of tree issues you may have. This very experienced team is going to be there for you when it comes to your trees and your shrubs and planting trees and shrubs. They catalog everything. They take an inventory. They give you a really good plan. You got a plan, man. You got a plan. Love the fact that the great folks at Snyder Tree and snydertree.com would love to help you out. It's Snyder Tree. Doing a fantastic job for you, and get in touch with these good folks. Great place to work as well. Steiner Tree does an amazing job there. Clemson waiting on Reynolds, Gibson, Hardwick, and Reach. That's the only four they're waiting on. Got 15 signees they've released so far. Georgia, now they've signed Kamari Brooks, outside linebacker Bogart, Georgia, Preston Carey, defensive lineman Bradenton, Florida, offensive lineman Akini Ogbako, from Durham, North Carolina, wide receiver Craig Dandridge from Memphis, Tennessee, defensive lineman Carter Lucky from Norcross, Georgia, defensive lineman Pierre Dean from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. That was one that South Carolina brought in this past weekend for that one. And South Carolina so far, still five signees, Gray, Britt, Ramsey, Clark, and Baxter, the five that South Carolina has released. To our guest lines, Andrew Oliphant, Director of Instruction at Katichi in Hartwell, Georgia, joins us. Good morning, Andy O. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you, Mickey.
All right, I got to ask you, did you get some turkey
Did you get some dressing, stuffing, some cranberry sauce? You can take care of that over the holidays?
Of course.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Got it all taken care of.
Good. Like that. All right. The most interesting thing in golf to me is what we heard yesterday from Tiger Woods. He says, I've been cleared to chip and putt in the last week from his disc replacement surgery in October, but says he's still a long way off. I'll ask you, have you ever had any of your players, any of your students, anybody, have you given lessons to anybody who's had disc replacement surgery?
You know, I don't think I have. That will be a new one on me, but, you know, Tiger's obviously got the very best consultants throughout the world, and they, you know, he's come back from these major surgeries before, and you can never rule him out, right? I mean, I was one of the doubters where it was like, will he ever win a tour event? Will he ever win another major? And, you know, I said, no, he's done. You know, and then he came out, won the tour championship, the Masters, and, you know, so you can never write this guy off, but he'll have the very best people around him and giving him the best advice of when he's ready to get back to hitting driver and giving it the full send.
According to AI, artificial disc replacement surgery can allow golfers to return to the course, with some seeing improved performance due to restored range of motion and pain relief. Recovery timelines vary, but many can resume golfing in about 6 weeks, although some suggest 10 to 12 weeks. So we will see. He kind of avoided the question yesterday. He was asked about his schedule. He goes, well, I'm going to try to play 25 times on the PGA Tour and 25 times on the Champions Tour, joking about both of those. I'll ask you, do you want to see Tiger Woods riding in a golf cart on the Champions Tour?
Yeah, I think I do. You know, I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's permitted in the rules, you know, and wherever he's gone, you know, whatever tour event he's been at, you know, there's always a buzz when Tiger's on property and certainly playing. We've seen that. You know, we've all seen that. And I don't think that would be any different to him playing on a Champions Tour event. You know, maybe there's going to be a little bit of hype on the first two or three, right? But if he settles in and plays, I think it's going to add some prestige to those Champions Tour events.
He also commented on the PGA Tour's future schedule. There's a lot going on the scheduling of all this, and they're trying to find a way. And let me ask you, it feels like the PGA Tour is trying to find their way, and we're talking about maybe even starting after the Super Bowl sometimes. And it's hard to compete with the NFL, obviously, but you know, NASCAR's kind of done that a little bit where they kind of had to find their way, and I'm not sure NASCAR's done it. Does it feel that way to you, the PGA Tour, like some major scheduling changes are being proposed or talked about? Does it feel like you're kind of like finding your way in the sports world rather than just trying to be your own entity and letting the people find you?
Well, I would say that the PGA Tour is its own entity in the sports world. Golf's very different to those other sports. I mean, if there's a downside to the PGA Tour, it is pretty much 52 weeks of the year.
Yeah.
You know, there's events everywhere. I mean, the DP World Tour, which is runs alongside the PGA Tour, certainly the both, you know, players are playing on both tours. There's a huge event down there in Australia this week. You know, so you've got Tiger's event this week, I believe, you know, coming up. So, you know, it's a little bit of a soft, almost exhibition style event. But if there's a downside to the PGA Tour, there's almost too much golf. You know, certainly, you know, the top players, they play 25, 30 events a year. That's a lot. You know, they're on the road for that much time. I like the other lesser events for the players coming through that are trying to re-rank and get themselves up the rankings, fight a little bit, maybe win one of the lesser of the tour events. But, yeah, if there's a downside, I think there's almost too much golf. You know, it's a year-round, you know, you know, football season starts September, finishes February. You know, what are those guys doing in between? You know, some time off there and so on. NASCAR might be year-round. I don't know. I don't follow it too much. But it seems like there's less of those other sports.
So here's my argument to that. That I like Seinfeld. I like Curb Your Enthusiasm, right? I like The Godfather. Like, I didn't walk into a Godfather movie thinking, man, I wish this movie was shorter. Like, I wish they wouldn't make... Now, Godfather 3 sucked, but the first two Godfathers, I'm like, yeah, I love The Sopranos, right? Like, I never wish this... That, like, man, I hope The Sopranos goes off the air pretty soon. I'm getting tired of watching those. I've never had my life... I'm trying to think of something. I want to go play Augusta National less. Like, to me, if it's elite and it's great, why do we want less? The problem is it's not elite, not great. It's not that it's too much. It's the problem that it's not good enough. Does that make any sense?
Well, somewhat. I mean, I think that the signature events where they've got both, the DP World Tour players, I believe they've got to get, somehow they've got to get the LIV Tour players back. The majors are more exciting when those guys are playing, the rivalry and so on, and they've got to, they say it's not good enough. You know, I think when they do that and they get both tours, the LIV Tour, the PGA Tour, DP World Tour, Asian Tour, all of these tours together where they can get the very best competing, that to me is a little bit more exciting than, yeah. Oh, hey, we've got another tour event at wherever, not to diminish them, but where it's like, we spoke about it where you're reading out names to us and it's like, man, even his mom's not out there watching him play. But those guys are fighting. They're fighting for their card, and sometimes that's exciting to watch too.
It's bad when you lose mom. Like, mom doesn't even care anymore.
Yes.
But I don't know anybody who would say, man, I wish the Beatles would have made fewer albums. Or, I mean, I wish that Beatles album had 10 songs on it. I wish it only had like 6 songs on it. You know, like, that was elite. Like, Rolling Stones. Like, give me more Rolling Stones. I want more albums. I want more songs. Give me double albums. I don't want less. I don't want fewer. And the reason is because it's elite. Now, again, it's hard to be elite. But if Tiger Woods is playing Rory McIlroy and Phil Mickelson or the heyday, whatever, every single week, I didn't want less of Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer. I just want less of the crappy stuff. Give me the good stuff, maybe. But maybe if you had it every single week, maybe it wouldn't be as special. So I get some of that. But, more Hey Judes, man. More Obladi Obladas. That's not bad, man. Give me, give me more Revolutions. I don't need less, fewer Beatles songs. Anyway, here, I got one question for you online, and this is from 9866. Can you ask Andy O, if we're on the winter rules this weekend, can I roll it in the fairway a little bit? One rule, I like the leaf rule. Like, if I know I hit it inbounds, not in a hazard, and it's right here at the edge of the fairway, but there's leaves here and we can't find my ball, I like the leaf rule. Are we on the winter rules now?
I guess so. I mean, it depends where you play, right?
Right.
If your golf course is absolutely pristine, then maybe no need for that. If there's you play in a golf course where the fairway is a little soft and maybe cart path only, we were lucky this year at Katichi, they overseeded the fairways. So, our fairways don't need the, roll it in the fairway rule. But in past years, and we have a couple of collection areas. So hole number one is a layup par five here, and the collection areas, there's many divots. So our members have a local rule that they roll it in the fairway on number one, regardless. So, if you're out there, you're playing with your buddies, you can always tell them what the rules are on the first tee, and if you all agree to it, go for it.
Here's my thing. Maybe you just hit on something. I always try to go for it there off that downhill lie with a 3-wood in my hand. Maybe I need to lay it up. When you said 3-shot hole, maybe I need to go for that green less. But because that is a hard shot off that downhill lie. All right, tell me about the – holiday season. It's a great time to get a gift. If you know a golfer, an aim point stuff. Oh, by the way, how did it go? Did the Clemson guys already? Is that coming up?
No, I did that Monday.
Yeah, so how'd it go?
Yeah, we had a good time out there. So, Coach Bird and ladies coach Kelly Hesford, we got them all up to speed on aim point. They've got a couple of new greens over there at the facility. So, The Bermuda Green's got some very soft, subtle breaks on there, and lots of small slopes. I mean, the big ones are there and you see them, but there's a lot of little subtle breaks on that green. So, and it's interesting listening to the coaches because it's, you know, every level, obviously they're dealing with elite collegiate amateur players, and like, hey, you know, our players are struggling with speed control, you know, whether it's uphill, they're leaving them short, downhill, they're whizzing them past. And, you know, it's always interesting because it's like, yep, you know, we hear that at every level, right? You know, from junior golfer all the way to, you know, the collegiate amateur there. So, no, it went well. And, you know, if Coach Bird's listening, I hope he had some back stuff going on. So I hope he's recovering and doing well.
Man, his back, I saw him the other day. His back's in bad shape. Hopefully they get him and his nephew get his back straightened out. All right, tell me, how can they reach you? A good time to get some great instruction.
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of me is andrew@katichi.com. And we did run some specials for Black Friday, so I'm honoring that all this week. So I know people get absolutely, if they're like me, they get inundated with emails and specials and Cyber Monday deals. So maybe it just got kind of sidetracked a little bit, but extending the Black Friday specials throughout this week. So giving people time to catch up and get in touch with me. Andrew@katichi.com.
All right, I'm going to leave you on a bad note. I just got this text in. CBS Sports, Ian Baker Finch has retired, as you know. CBS Sports is moving in Colt Knost. Oh, my word. There's nothing worse than Colt Knost, who's the tries to be the guy next door, the little short, fat guy next door that wants to be the everyday guy. He tries so hard to be the everyday guy. And that voice, oh, man, what a shot. Oh, it's worst. So the mute button will be on CBS Golf now. I'm the only guy in the world that doesn't like Colt Knost, but just the voice. And he just tries so hard to be ordinary. I got to look up a word for that. But Colt Knost taking Ian Baker Finch's role. Sorry to report that.
I think Finch is on the he's doing the Australian stuff this week. It always makes me chuckle because as soon as those guys get back to their home country, their accents change, their words change, they get with their buddies. It's like you can almost hear them cracking beers in the background. It's kind of hilarious commentary. So,
and there's nothing better than Royal Melbourne, those green, those bunkers cut into the greens that way. Man, I love that. That's great stuff. Hey, have a great one. Let's talk next week.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks again, Mickey.
Me too. Andy O. Colt Knost has come right back. Texture said Colt Knost is so pretentious. He just tries too hard to be the everyday guy. Final segment. I'll get you caught up. Who are the Bulldogs, Tigers, and Gamecocks? Who have they signed? We'll tell you right after a short break.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Merry Christmas.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Time Plumber.
Are you renovating your home or business? Greer Flooring Center has a large selection of quality flooring products at competitive prices. What sets us apart is the large team of experienced consultants and local installers that know the product, can answer your questions, and stay with you through the entire process. From design, selection, installation, and even beyond, Greer Flooring Center stands behind your experience. Visit us at GreerFlooringCenter.com.
Hey Clemson family, it's Davis from Engineered Sleep. My family's been handcrafting mattresses for four generations, and now it's your turn to sleep like a champion. From now until December 7th, get our lowest prices of the year off our premium handcrafted mattresses. Visit engineeredsleep.com or stop by our Greenville showroom. Engineered Sleep, four generations of better rest built for your best game day.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Get ready for the City of Malden's Christmas Parade, Saturday, December 6th at 2, brought to you by the Malden Chamber of Commerce. Rolling from Golden Strip Career Center down Holland Road to Bridgeway Station. Presented by the Roar FM. Details at maldenchamber.org.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. The epoxy base
Concrete flooring that looks awesome in residential and commercial and industrial properties can be found at Carolina Flooring Specialist since 1999, the single most experienced group in the Upstate of South Carolina, the one that's done 21,000 projects now. The people who have installed over 4 million square feet of flooring would love to help you out. With over 40 years combined experience in this 100% resin-based epoxy flooring, you're going to love Carolina Flooring Specialist. These guys do a great job. Move everything out, move everything back in. And let me just give you this. Let me give you a photo gallery here. Keanu, check this out, man. Like, some of these garages are great. But, like, look at those garage floors, man. Like, man, look, tight, right? There, man. That's what ours looks like. Mine, I got this color right here, this graystone color. And so it looks great. And you can see while we play in our garage, and my kids love in our garage. We love it. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call them today, 404-8158. No obligation phone call. The single best in the business. CarolinaFlooringSpecials.com. That's good, then. It does, actually. Yeah, man. Looking good. All right. We have some updates. 8:26 this morning. Clemson signs J.R. Hardwick, defensive end, South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, South Pittsburgh High School. 8:38 this morning. Clemson signs Marcel Gibson, cornerback, Dallas, Texas, South Oak Cliff High School. So Clemson now signed 17 of the 19 players. Gephardt's going to sign with Ohio State, wants to stay closer to home. Again, I think that's kind of good news. In the old days, you go, oh, well, he lost Gephardt to Ohio State. He's a good player. He's a developmental player. He's a good player. I'm not sure how much he played at Ohio State. But with that said, I'd rather have a safety in the portal, a guy who can play right away, rather than having to wait on this guy a couple of years. And with that said, Clemson only waiting on two other players. Tate Reynolds, a four-star quarterback out of Arizona, and then the long snapper, Jackson Reach. South Carolina is so far still at five, hadn't released anybody as of late. Gray, Britt, Ramsey, Clark, and Baxter. Georgia, let me get the latest update here. Georgia so far on this day has announced Brooks, Carey, Aboko, Dandridge, Lucky, and Dean so far on this signing day. As far as the big winners, Southern Cal is supposed to be a big winner today. They might have the number one class in the country according to a couple of these services. Number one in Rivals.com. Notre Dame 2, Oregon 3. Georgia moved up to 4. Ohio State 5, Alabama 6. Texas 7, Miami 8. A&M is 9. LSU is 10. Now, this is the going into today, what that looks like. 11 is Tennessee. 12, Michigan. Florida 13. Florida State 14. Washington 15. Oklahoma 16. Clemson at 17, North Carolina 18. North Carolina has 38 commitments. South Carolina at 19. So, and Texas Tech at 20. So that's going into today what those actually look like. Texture wants to know, how good is Tate Reynolds? Reynolds is, I've only seen him in person one time. He was at a Clemson baseball game. And it was a weird feeling because I texted Taj Boyd as soon as I saw it. Tate Reynolds is a 6'2", 220-pound quarterback out of Arizona. I called him – when I texted Taj Boyd, because they like how powerful he is in a run game too, and like this Jalen Hurts kind of lower body. When I texted Taj Boyd on this, I said, did I just see Quadzilla? So let me put this on here. I asked you to look at the other pictures because you're on my side of the building here. It looks weird, like, when you see the guy's thighs. Like, I'm not normally looking at a man's thighs here. But, Keanu, like, what's the first word that comes to your mind? Like, that's Quadzilla.
Saquon-esque.
Yeah, yeah. What? Look at the dude's quads.
They're pretty built.
Yeah. So, that quarterback, we'll see what that looks like. But, yeah, it's a different look. It's almost like it was a weird look when I saw it. I was like, what in the world's going on there? So, yeah, you got a little Saquon in there.
But did you look at his arms, though?
Yeah, you know, pretty built.
Because, you know, quarterback, he has to throw the ball.
Oh, yeah, throw the ball. But I think they like him. I think they like him as a runner and some of that. Nobody ever called me Quadzilla. I get called Calfzilla, but not Quadzilla. all right, now you guys wanted to touch on. Well, let me get red. And this is my Brad Hughes going extra mile. Brad Hughes at AllState.com. BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Red is a mutual friend of Brad Hughes and me as well. So Get in touch with Brad. See if he can save you money. One of our listeners saving over $230 a month at Brad Hughes at allstate.com. See if he can help you out. And look, start 2026 off by saving money. Before I get to Red, one quick thing. I got about four guys on our text line now that's saying, I agree with you on the Colt Knows stuff. So he's taking Ian Baker Fitch's place, and I thought I was the only guy who didn't like Colt Knows. But as it turns out, a lot of people don't like Colt Knows now. And I don't know. I guess I'm making an impact there. I don't know. He tries so hard to be the average everyday guy. And if you got to try hard to be the average everyday guy, you're not the average everyday guy. Good morning, Red Martin. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey. How you doing?
Man, I'm
hey,
blessed. Hope you are too.
Yeah, man. I have to tell you. Brad Hughes has a lookalike. I went to a prayer breakfast, and there's a guy who actually looks just like Brad Hughes.
Was it Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt or anybody we know?
I don't know, Mickey, but both of them are so darn good looking. I didn't know.
Didn't know. Handsome fellas. Handsome fellas, right?
I didn't know what to do. But, yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask you about Tate Reynolds. So, could we have saved the scholarship on him? Because he's such a good baseball player as well. Could we have let the baseball team get a scholarship and then we could have used that extra scholarship on maybe a transfer or somebody?
No, the way the NCAA has always worked, and I take it is still the case, that if you do play football, then the scholarship has to come off football. Because what would happen there if you didn't do it that way is that you'd have guys, man, like, oh, we signed 40 lacrosse guys. They happen to play football, too, but we're going to put them on a lacrosse scholarship. Stink at lacrosse, unless you're Syracuse, maybe. Or, you know, track, or, you know, you can do it that way. So, no, if you play football, you count against your football minimum. But here's the thing now. There's, you know, 105 guys on scholarship now. Like, there's room for everybody. You're not going to have to run guys off through that. And it's hard to get us. That's not the factor that it used to be.
Okay, because they say he's probably going to go into major leagues before he goes through
himself. Yeah, there is a that would be interesting to see if he plays. I need to get with Eric Bakich on this to see what the plans are for him in baseball. If he's an early enrollee guy, so we'll see. Interesting stuff.
Yep, and I tell you, Mickey, we got another one that's fixing to get into his apartment. Hopefully today or tomorrow.
Oh, how cool!
Just, man, I tell you, bro, and it's the Roar listeners who keep coming out and supporting us and
that's great.
Donating to Sunday Dinner that keeps allowing us to bless one more person every day. And I just can't thank y'all enough.
That's awesome. Hey, I reached out to you. I want you to do this. Like, tell me what we need now. Because my wife said socks, and you think we're good with socks now. We got a great donation there. But so what if people want to donate, you know, new items to you? We did tents. Remember that? We did a bunch of tents one time. Yeah. That people did that, some of that stuff. But what do we need now? Did you tell me we need men's and women's underwear? Is that what we're a big one?
Yeah, men's and women's underwear, not used.
Yeah, no, and, not used. No. I wouldn't wear anybody else's underwear. No. I don't care how bad it is. I ain't wearing somebody else's underwear. So.
And tennis shoes is
needed. Shoes. Always need shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're walking all day long.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than having a bad pair of shoes or bad feet.
My dad used to joke that he said they grew up poor. They didn't grow up poor, by the way. But he said they grew up poor. He said the soles of the shoes were so thin he could step on a dime and tell where it's heads or tails. But no. Shoes and underwear. Yep. So let's donate some of those. Go to Red. Go to how can they reach you, man? But the best way to do that, I'll let you do it.
Either on Facebook. My number, you have my number, you can reach out to me, you can get my phone number, or go on to SundayDinnerWithATwist.org.
864-380-5336, and then you get in touch with them online, Facebook, they can do it for sure. Always looking forward to talking to you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. All right, good to hear from you. You guys are all upset over there. This is my Eric Newton, Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with Eric. All your real estate needs in Clemson. You want to buy a house, sell a house? You want to renovate a home or a business, commercial real estate. You're looking to manage manage rental properties, rental properties. He'll do it all for you, EricNewton.com. You guys are all upset about this Chris Paul news. Who's this Chris Paul? Never heard of her. Just kidding. I know who Chris Paul is. What's going on over there? They released the guy? They cut him?
They released him in like the middle of the night, which is Send him away. Shipped Chris Paul.
Still got to pay the guy?
I have no idea right now. All they know is that Chris Paul put out on his Instagram story. They basically sent me. They told me to go home. How do you do that to Chris Paul at 3 in the morning?
Well, he might have done
what,
to himself.
What did Chris Paul do? Because now the Clippers are the Clippers, but what did Chris Paul do to get sent away from the franchise that he's arguably the best player ever for?
I don't know.
It's weird, man.
Yeah. Where is he? I mean, he's past his prime.
Yeah, he's
obviously.
Yeah, he's washed up.
He's done. Like, he's not a great player anymore.
Nah, he's
that helps send him home, I guess.
It doesn't hurt.
You guys are all upset about that. That doesn't really bother me. I won't lose 2 seconds of sleep over Chris Paul's future through it all.
Watch Clemson tonight. Men's basketball, Bama. That's my 2 minute drill.
ESPNU tonight. Yep. 7:30. I think it's 7:30.
Bradsketball.
Yeah, and ACC challenge. Great job, Keanu. Mm-hmm. Always good to see you. Cherry Cobbler's what the guy tells me with that
Cherry
one.
Cherry Cobbler.
Sam, you back with me tomorrow?
Yep.
All right. Paul Strelo is going to join us tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Let me thank today, Dane Young, UGASports.com, and Andrew Oliphant, Director of Instruction down at Katichi. Thanks to Keanu. Thanks to Sam. Up next, two of my favorite people. They'll get you caught up. Clemson Wally waiting on two signees, by the way. Two West Coast guys. So it might be during Quark Show today. We'll find out. Have a great Wednesday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.